It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Fees and fees extra.
Guys, Christmas is a coming. This year, go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because, let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood. And perhaps the most important, though, is the full zip front. Aw, yeah. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. It includes a Hoodie Footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram and save $60. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday and let them know the score sent you.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You could see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings and parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The 49ers falling to 5-7 on the season. Get a full recap of the game. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on Washington on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. It's been a fairly busy sports day already. Let's start with the baseball hard news and rumors from the winter meetings. The Cubs have inked Trevor Cahill to a one-year $4.25 million deal, and the word is that he will get a shot to make the starting rotation. Other Cubs news, and this is under the headline hot rumor, is that Tampa Bay is hot to trot for Javier Baez, and they're dangling young pitching as bait. The big trade down there today had the Dodgers getting reliever Aroldis Chapman from Cincinnati for a pair of prospects. Kansas City signed pitchers Joaquin Soria and Chris Young, and Detroit signed reliever Mark Lowe. Pro football, Johnny Manziel lied to his bosses in Cleveland, and then he was benched for a couple of games, but he's the best of a bad bunch at quarterback for the Browns, so he's back to starting. And we have the Dallas-Washington game here on The Score tonight. College football, remember when Steve Sarkisian showed up drunk for a practice and was fired at USC? Well, today he filed a wrongful termination suit looking for over $30 million. And in pro basketball tonight, it's the Bulls hosting the Phoenix Suns. From family-size Oreos and Edie's Custard to Energizer products, Pete's Coffee, Crackmas Ham, and more, you'll get sizzling savings on all your favorites with the My Mix Hot 20 from Jewel Osco. Download My Mix and clip today. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event. It's going on now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, David Schuster. David had the updates for us all day.
Appreciate you, David. Yeah, man.
Our guest today, Dave Revson from the Big Ten Network. He finally called and offered himself.
Yeah, he made himself available. It's hard to get.
Big shooter.
Just call up anytime. Dave from downtown.
Big Cat Williams joined us on the show to dissect that Bears thing. And Zach Zaidman with some perspective as he was on his way towards Hallis Hall. Tomorrow on the show, Rodney Harrison, who... has Cam Newton at the top of his MVP list.
Of course he
right
does.
Now.
6 weeks too late.
Antrell Roll, who did not play yesterday, but will help us figure out what happened on some of those big plays. And Adam Kramer, our guy Kegs and Eggs on the college football universe. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski, the best. Thank you, man. Kevin Zipak also helping out as always. Brian Gertz to the video stream and does it well. It's watch at watch670thescore.com. The shift change, transition right now. Brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Chicago Wolves holiday packs are the perfect gift for hockey fans. Tickets and swag at one low price. Hello, man. When that game went to overtime, my thought, and I tweeted it, was what have we done?
It's the worst game
I've seen. To deserve more of that football game.
That's on my list of the worst Bears games I've ever seen.
Real deal.
Yeah. That's there. It's not quite rising to the level of the Broncos Tebow game.
Now, is that the game where you wrote the piece, the post apocalyptic
no.
Visionary.
That was
which
the game
was
against
that?
The Chiefs. That was the game.
I remember that was a very funny piece.
A few years ago. The Cormac McCarthy thing.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That was, where nothing happened. That was the Matt Forte injury game, too.
That was the end of the first half, the Hail Mary that the Chiefs scored on. And we're all looking like, oh, my God. It was a Caleb Haney game,
next
right?
time I tell his dumbass I'm worried about that game, he'll listen to me next time.
Why were you worried about this game? And why
I just
did that
do.
Happen?
I think
he's a gambler.
Logic told me the Niners were going to cover and win.
Because the NFL does that to you, doesn't it?
Yes.
Just does that to you.
So does Robbie Gold.
Yeah.
Fired.
But that is
good thing it's late in the season. I mean, fire him right on
absolutely.
The spot.
And Chris Brzezinski, too.
He's fired anyway as soon as the season's over. As soon as they find a leg he's missing.
Yeah. He's got no business on an NFL roster.
You remember last week?
Would you bring in the cavalcade of kickers this week, Talis Hall?
Well, I don't think it's worth it. Now you're out of it, so, but next year I don't want him around. Yeah. I mean, I've had enough. I've seen it. It's been a year and a half of it.
Who's going to feed his family?
You can help your giant celery.
No, I don't know.
It's giant celery.
That's not a giant celery. Buddy.
It's not a celery.
He's got to leave at 1:11. We got to get him out of here. He's got things to do.
This is why I don't talk to him.
That's what he said. That's what he said on the air.
No, I said it wasn't on the
apparently
air.
Apparently, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's leaving.
I've been here all day.
If somebody says he's got to go, I let him go. That's the kind of man I am.
John Fox, your producers want us.
Yeah, we got John Fox at 1:15.
1:15, so I said that's cool because at 1:11, 1:12, I need to bounce anyway because I need to get home.
Yeah,
you need
to 1:15.
He's got to go schmooze five more sponsors. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, he's got things. Well, of course he does.
Yeah,
he's a giant
socks.
In the industry. This man has grown immensely.
It's true.
I have to go watch the cleaning lady, and I got some other things.
I have to watch mine too. You know why?
You have to watch her.
It's not Marta this time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm cheating.
You're cheating on our cleaning lady.
I have to watch her, make sure she doesn't take the heroin.
I wouldn't want that.
Well,
cleaning ladies know more about you than
you're... Well, we don't talk... I don't ask, how dirty is Speaks' crib? No, we don't do that.
Like cleaning lady said, hey, should I clean over there in that cabinet? I'm like, no!
Stay away from that cabinet. That cabinet is not for you.
Don't worry about that.
About what, like 4 years ago, Spiegel and I were talking about it. I got a cleaning lady I can put you on to. Marta is... She's terrific. She's awesome. She'll run through your paper towel supply, though. But she's awesome at what she does. She gets
ours made us switch brands of paper towel.
Well, no. This is the thing.
She said it has to be Bounty.
You have to designate
what Marta can use, because if you just let Marta have free reign, Marta shows up, kicks off those shoes, and gets to work.
Changes her pants.
Real deal.
Yeah. Speaking of, she's coming over your place with a blowtorch.
And she'll find two tattoos.
Does she clean the snake cage?
No. She enjoys the snake, though.
All the shed skin lying around.
I don't think that's got anything to do with the snake.
She'll clean the vents, too. She'll get the butter knife, and she'll wrap the towel around the knife and get in your vents for you too. Get that dust out of your vents.
She's like
a crackhead on 88th Street. How about washing your car?
How about the big greasy the blower vent above the stove?
Yes, if you give her the right products, she will do anything for
that
you.
But
I had to cheat because she was too busy for me.
She's a very busy lady.
Yeah, I got white people problems now though, so things are good.
So how much of that yesterday?
In general, just because of the name?
I won't even get shot by the police either.
Oh boy.
Well,
I said it's all good.
I could arrange it.
If you want to get it over with. You can fit me in around 7 o'clock.
If you want to get it over with, we can arrange it. Just, give me a call.
I don't know. Put a gun in your hand and sprinkle the crack on you and everything.
I don't know if Jason needs to pre-plan for that.
Just give me a car.
If he's worried about it, let's get it over with. That's what I look at life. Let's get it over with now. The hell with that crap. Wait.
So how much of that is on Adam Gase yesterday, that offensive thing? They ran 42 times. I know you want to play close with good teams, but that's a crap-ass team. You didn't have to play close with them.
All of it was awful, but the fact is, you still had a chance to win.
I know.
We're not talking about any of it, even though it's bad.
No, we've been talking about it a bit.
Yeah, but you got to hit that field.
Talking about how Cutler missed a few throws, and Alshon Jeffery did not. They weren't on the same page.
I don't know what he was doing. I don't know what he wanted to
carry runs. That's fine, but when Langford and Forte are healthy, I know he got his first touchdown.
Tight ends aren't involved
at all.
Yeah, I mean, if they had
all
turned,
of a sudden you find out about Zach Miller's rib injury.
If they were more efficient in the red
zone,
two
tight ends. It's gonna be like Gronkowski and Hernandez.
Stop it.
If they're more efficient in the red zone and some of those field goals early were touchdowns, we wouldn't be talking about it. So I mean, they were awful.
That's why they were in the position they were in. But the fact is, that's when somebody has to bail you out with an easy kick.
It's 36 yards.
They bail you out.
You get that kickoff return, and it's a let's go.
Do it for a brother. Yeah, I mean, come on. This is it. Let's go. We're done here.
Which brother are we doing it for?
I don't know. Pick one.
Reggie Roby? Like, we're kicking brothers? Oh, and we have to just start
Dodgers Midway BK.
Reggie Roby.
That was my guy.
Marquette King? Like,
we're in the watch.
We're just going to listen.
Reggie Roby had his watch on.
I'll take black punters for $500, Alex. And there's one right now.
Marquette King. That's who I just mentioned. Yeah. Reggie Roby and Marquette King are the only brothers that I know kick
footballs. I'm just trying to help.
I know.
That's why today I'm in a mood.
You told people. But this team was no damn good anyway.
No, of course not.
I mean, it's a below-average team that sometimes reaches heights of averageness.
Yeah.
And this whole thing about finding out about players, like me and Spiegs are, I think it's going to come to a head at the end of the season, but I think that if Bryce Callahan and Chris Brzezinski and some of these other guys, if they matter 2 years from now, I'll be surprised.
If they matter 2 years from now, you suck.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Brzezinski.
I think
Callahan's just a guy.
I don't know.
I think so, too.
You might have found something.
And if Ryan Pace has shown you any ability to draft and sign free agents 2 or 3 years from now, those guys, you'll be talking about second round picks in those positions instead of, undrafted free agents like Jonathan.
Theoretically, sure. I'm looking forward to the last four games of the Shea McClellan era, finally. I don't want to watch him try.
Linebackers were horrible.
I don't want to watch him try anymore.
All day.
As I said earlier, it feels like watching Beckham try to hit.
Couldn't find a linebacker.
It's just, nice guy, okay, whatever, stop. I don't want to see it anymore.
Stop playing football?
Yeah.
I sent out on Instagram looking for a linebacker. Couldn't find one.
The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. You guys have John Fox and Matt Bowen and all the other surprises that a Bears Monday comes with. The Boers and Bernstein Show for the next 4 hours and 48 minutes. Speaks. We'll do a little scouting tonight as the Washington NFL football team gets ready to play the Dallas Cowboys. So we'll see the Bears' next opponent tonight. You can hear it right here on the Score as well. We'll talk to you about all that and more tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to 670.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. 4 weeks into a new college basketball season, and ranking the teams at the top of the polls is already almost impossible. One could easily vote for Michigan State this week, since the Spartans are unbeaten and have wins over Kansas and Louisville. But what about Quinnipiac? Oh, sure, the Bobcats are only 3-4, but they beat Canisius on Saturday, the day after Canisius beat Monmouth, which beat UCLA, which on Thursday beat top-ranked Kentucky. That's not a typo. Monmouth did beat UCLA at UCLA, just as Radford won at Georgetown, William & Mary crushed NC State, and Monmouth also beat Notre Dame. This is the beauty of college basketball year in and year out. The little guys can not only compete with the big guys, they can beat them. The powers will no doubt show up in Houston. For now, though, all hail Quinnipiac. I'm John Feinstein.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On sander, on shaper, on cutter and carver. The Dremel 4200 Easy Change Rotary Toolkit is just $99 at the Home Depot. So, let's give the gift of endless project possibilities. With a multi-use tool that changes accessories in seconds, from carving wood to cutting metal, however you build cheer, dash away to the Home Depot. Let's do this. The Dremel 4200 Rotary Toolkit, just $99 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Mary is for you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very close to good afternoon. Going to make you summary promises for the next 4 hours and 40 minutes or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Oh, God. And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We will have the John Fox press conference from Hallis Hall momentarily. At 2 o'clock, Matt Bowen will join us, and we will take your calls on Bears Monday, 312-644-6767. Always fun, but that was a really deflating thing, whatever that was. And it was 3.5 hours of just, ugh.
Yeah, realistically... You probably had not. Look, I said I never. I don't. They're not going to make the playoffs. Right. I didn't think that anyway. So I mean, I don't why.
Outside
I
would of be, that, yeah. For those of us that were enjoying the outside possibility,
yeah,
that was just getting that rubbed in the dirt. All that whole silly
yes, you
idea.
Did.
But it was fun. Well, you know, it was fun talking about playoff possibilities. It was fun looking at the percentage chances. It was fun talking about how great the assistant coaches are, and then. That and you're
I don't know what Adam Gase does sometimes. I know what they're trying to do, but I don't know why you're afraid of them. Why are you afraid of them?
Maybe they feel they have to be afraid of everybody and anybody.
Okay,
312-644-6767, the number WSCR The Score. Email us, Bores and Bernstein, 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live.
Yahoo!
We're streaming 670thescore.com.
Sexton!
67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text brought to you by the homeloanexpert.com. We have boresandbernstein.com, and we have Twitter at @Bores_Bernstein, and I'm at @Dan_Bernstein. There is the radio.com app to bring the show with you. You can have it wherever you go. Our producer's Matt Abaticola.
Breaking White Sox news. White Sox ace Chris Sale has been traded.
Chris Tannehill.
Third down and 19. Back at midfield is Jameis Winston, and he's going to take off himself. He had no receivers downfield, and loose ball! Loose ball that was picked up by the Falcons. No, it picked up after the loss by Winston himself. A first down inside the 25, an amazing play.
What?
Let's go to Hallis Hall and hear John Fox. This is brought to you by Hyundai.
Lift, you know, on a flush from the game yesterday, and they got tomorrow off. I'm sure he'll have treatment, and then we'll see where we are Wednesday.
As a head coach, when you get to the end of the season like this, and obviously everybody understands how a loss yesterday affects things going forward, how do you, in what ways do you make sure guys maintain their focus, keep plugging away that they can make a regional here?
Well, I think in my experience in this league, I mean, it's either a carnival after you win or it's a crisis after you lose. It's just the nature of what we do. These guys are professionals. They understand that. We still have a full quarter left of the season. It's no less or more important other than it's the finishing quarter. So, you know, it's the worst you can finish is 5-11. The best you can finish is 9-7, and those sound completely different. So, you know, that's in front of you. Obviously, it's a disappointing loss, like all of them. This game's only fun when you win. An old wide world of sports, it used to be the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, and it's what we do for a living. So, these guys are big boys, and you know, they'll get today to look at the tape and look at there was a lot of good things we did, and then, you know, just not enough good things to get the W. You know, like any loss this year, you know, we'll evaluate it. You know, mistakes are, you got to admit them, you know, then you fix them and then not let them happen again. So hopefully we take that into the fourth quarter of our season.
With that being said, do you think you can really find out even more about the team in these final 4 games and that extra motivation might not be there? I mean, I know they're big boys and professional, but...
You know, again, it's, you know, there's a lot of pride factor when you compete at, you know, a level of the best in the planet that do what you do. You know, I think, you know, we've evaluated the team, you know, all the way up to this point. That's not going to change moving forward.
As losses go, John, is it any more disappointing? I know every loss is the same to you, but is it any more disappointing? I mean, you beat a playoff team on the road, and then you lost to a 3-8 team at home. You know, to a lot of Bears fans, that's a significant drop in performance.
Well, that's back to the typical crisis that we experience when we don't win against anybody. You know, there are no cupcakes in this league. You know, there's not a JV squad they throw out there week in and week out. So, you know, really, we look at the tape. We don't look at the records. The only difference between people with good records and maybe not so good records is they've won more of their close games than the not so good record teams. So there's not that big of a difference with these teams.
What?
You know, as you go through the schedule and who you play, or, you know, I think somebody was mentioning our home record. You know, four of those losses were against teams that are division leaders or, quote, as you would say, playoff bound, even though we're not done with the season yet.
Have you tweaked anything in the preparation or anything like that as a result of the record?
I think, you know, my experience has been it's not so much where you play, it's who you play. That's typically how I look at that. You know, obviously, you got home fans. You know, that stadium was electric yesterday. You know, you get disappointed for, you know, the whole city as well. But, you know, it's more about who you're playing and how you play than where.
John, with a veteran like Rowdy, who I don't think has ever had a slump like this, what kind of factors get you to start thinking about whether you keep trying to work through or you think about making a change?
You know, again, it's like any player, you know, or any evaluation
process.
I'm not
asking about any player.
You know, I watched him kick a couple pretty good kicks yesterday as well. And I think there was a game earlier this season where he may have missed a couple kicks. You know, it's like anything. It's like missing a block. It's like missing a pass.
That
like
may have missed.
Right.
You know, giving up an explosive
pass.
That
may. It's not anything.
You know, that's just why you play the game. You know, you go back to work and you try to get better and perfect your craft and move on to the next one.
Here's the question.
To teach guys when you can hit a quarterback, when they might be sliding, and that fine line there, and can you sympathize with maybe a player pulls up and doesn't go after a guy?
You know, again, I sympathize with everything because I know it's a tough game. But, you know, at the end of the day, we get paid to win games. And you got to do the things necessary and it takes to make that happen. And obviously tackling's a big part of it, whether it's a quarterback, a running back, a wide out, whoever it is. You know, so, you know, our guys understand the rules. And,
You know, there's going to be times where, you know, if a guy hasn't played, or if he hasn't missed a tackle, he hasn't played on defense. Or just like if a guy hasn't dropped the ball, he hasn't played. It happens. You know, you're not going to be perfect. So we just strive to be perfect enough to win.
Is there anything that you can draw on in your first year in Carolina, the way that season ended, to compare it, this year?
Why do you compare all experiences? Oh. You know, whether you're a player or a coach,
every time.
You understand the dynamics of the game, how competitive it is, and a lot of that's determined before you ever play the game. You know, as far as the preparation. Unfortunately, yesterday, like six other times this season, we came up a little short.
Did you draw on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think if I drive to a restaurant and I know how to get there, then I think I draw on that the next time I go.
How much confidence do you think you get from a performance like that with 2 seconds? How would that help them down the line?
Yeah, I think, again, this game's about confidence, especially with a young player, first time going at it at this level. He's a guy that's, not like all players, not been perfect, like all coaches, not been perfect. Improvement. He has the ability to continue to grow.
Make sure.
Get better. And, I think yesterday was a good example, of, I thought he had one of his better games yesterday.
Joe, when you look at a player like Jay, he's had a pretty intense couple weeks off the field with the baby, the illness, now pretty scary situation with his brother-in-law. How do you go about managing the human elements of these guys, understanding they've got the lives away from Palace, but they come here and come to work and getting them what you want them to do?
I think you always take into consideration. I mean, we're a close knit group of people, whether it's the coaching staff or anybody, the equipment staff, and we spend a lot of time in this building, and so much goes into it. So, you're always taking into consideration, their personal lives and their lives out of this building. I don't really know how you do much about it, other than, you're there for them. We have a lot of resources here that, guys have the opportunity to be with, whether it's sports psychology or, player development. There's a lot of resources here.
Resources to find a missing brother-in-law?
Yeah.
How does that stuff work into what you try to accomplish here in terms of motivating them on the field and get guys the energy level that you want them to have?
Well, I think, one of the things that I told the team today, not just with Jay, really with the whole football team, we've been a resilient, hard-playing group. We compete for 60 minutes, and sometimes we just got to be better. And as far as our performance, and those are the things you practice every day. You work at them, regardless of what the position is, because you're competing against some pretty highly competitive people as well. So, we just try to keep getting better.
What did he actually do to get to that point, and how did he compare today versus the future?
I really haven't watched him much today. We just, lifted and did some exercises, not on the field stuff. But, I think his leg is healed. Now it's a matter of getting into football shape where he's kind of been sidelined for some time, and we'll evaluate that, and we have medical people that deal with them every day, and we'll continue to bring the football playing element back into it, and if he's cleared to play football, he'll be out there. If not, he won't.
Is there value to putting him on the 53
man
just to practice for
3 weeks? Again, we haven't really met on this yet. We have a deadline. It's not today. So we'll just continue to evaluate that day to day. And when that deadline hits, we'll keep you posted.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, thank you. Obviously, it's always better when you make the kick.
Indeed.
That guy he was talking about at the top, by the way, was Martellus Bennett.
Oh, that was just talking about, because I didn't hear
what day-to-day player it was. Day-to-day was a rib injury.
Okay.
Because I'm a girl, and so I get all my thoughts from the guys I work with.
Scoreboard update.
Yes, I do. It's 1:32 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears will look to get back on track this week after yesterday's 26-20 overtime loss to Blaine Gabbert and the 49ers. With the Bears now more than likely out of the playoff picture, John Fox told WBBM this morning that the coaching staff will spend the last four games evaluating their personnel.
Well, I think, you know, you evaluate and do what's best for the team moving forward. We got the final quarter of our season. We have four games remaining, and, you know, a lot can happen. You can end up 5-11 or 9-7 and somewhere. You know, we have to figure out who we are, what we are, and that'll determine it.
Bears will get the day off tomorrow before they start preparing for Washington on Wednesday. Dallas and Washington play tonight. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score. The hot stove heated up in a big way today as the winter meetings in Nashville got underway. The Cubs signed reliever Trevor Cahill to a one-year, $4.25 million deal. He'll get the chance to stretch out for a shot at the starting rotation in spring training. Rumors out of Nashville today have the Cubs and Rays talking about infielder Javi Baez. The Rays are said to be dangling young pitchers the Cubs' way. Dodgers sent a couple of prospects to Cincinnati in exchange for closer Aroldis Chapman. The Royals have re-signed pitcher Chris Young and have agreed to a three-year deal with reliever Joaquin Soria. Bulls host the Suns tonight at the United Center. Phoenix has lost four in a row. Earlier today, the Bulls announced that they've recalled forward Cameron Bairstow from the Austin Spurs of the NBA Developmental League. And there was an optional practice for the Blackhawks this morning. Coach Joe Quenneville says Trevor Daley is out for tomorrow night's game against Nashville after a scary collision yesterday against Winnipeg. He's day-to-day. Hawks announced this morning they've recalled Dennis Rasmussen from Rockford and sent down Tanner Caro. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And streaming on The Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And at 1:34, Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. John Fox is finally going back to the wind tunnel or wherever he spends his time. I don't know what he's talking about ever. It's always globalized with John Fox. That's
it's
how
any
the
time
man keeps his team.
It's every time. It's any time.
It's every
it's
time.
Always,
it's every
it's
guy.
Every, so it just,
this is all tricky.
It's all tricky.
You always draw things. You always have quarterbacks with their brother-in-law who goes missing, and there's resources in the building to help. Help to what?
Find him.
I don't think they're going to find him.
Yeah, they've got a team.
The Bears have a team of people to find the missing?
Mm-hmm. Robbie Gould is leading it.
Wandering off into the wilderness.
I hope he's not under goalposts.
He's in the desert to find stuff.
I don't know what he's talking about. You know what he's talking about?
No.
Ignore whatever. Whatever was said in the 10 minutes, ignore it.
That's not a very good situation, though, for her brother.
No.
But to that's be bad.
Being missing?
Well, I mean, the situation with the circumstance where they found his car. And,
yep.
I mean, it's like 100 yards off the road in the middle of the desert in Utah. And like the weather conditions, it was like in the mid-20s that night. He went missing. The
airbags deployed.
Airbag deployed in
airbag
his car.
Airbag deployed, yeah.
Yeah, not good.
No.
But Jay was asked about
it. It's all a problem.
He was asked about it in the post game, and the reporter, I don't know what reporter it was, but it was like, was it a hard week for you? And he's like, oh, why? He's like, well, you know, with your missing, you know, brother-in-law and all that kind of stuff. Oh, no, we were focused. It's good.
I didn't like the guy anyway. This is usually when we grab some Bears Monday phone calls.
Bears Monday phone calls.
Here we go. Talk to the audience. 312-644-6767. I kind of thought that game was going to be a lot more fun to watch. And it just wasn't.
Well, you were incorrect.
I was
horrifically
really,
incorrect.
Really incorrect. And there's Jim Tomsula. He didn't close his mouth the entire game. He's literally a mouth breather. That guy just stands there, and then you see him after the first half, he scoops out this huge dip out of his lip and throws it on the ground.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's Mr. Dip.
Another one of those guys.
You gotta be careful with that Mr. Dip. Right, but, I said that, Mr. Dip.
That's everybody in the NFL.
Yeah,
apparently
it is.
Every white guy in the NFL.
It is.
And half the black guys, but it's just... I mean, he just looks like it's some guy they pulled out of the stands and slapped a headset on him. And that's your winning coach. You lost to Blaine Gabbert. You lost to Jim Tomsula.
Well, I think when you have a guy on your team that clearly, I don't know what's wrong, but this has been going on more than yesterday now.
Make a kick.
Well, I mean, the Bears, you know, you've seen other teams do this perfectly where they do something exactly like that. They get the game tied, and inexplicably, here goes Blaine Gabbert for 44 yards right up the gut of your defense.
And they kept thinking he was going to slide, and then they stopped their feet, and then he just keeps running. Like, oh, he didn't slide.
He didn't slide. Look, you're paid to make that kick. That's and he said he hurried himself. Why are you hurried?
I don't know. And the long snapper sucks too, by the way. This new guy, he's terrible.
Terrible.
He's no better than Gafford. What is this guy? Scales?
Scales.
Bad. In Merrillville, it's Michael on the score.
Hey guys. You know what? I mean, I know they're probably not gonna make the playoffs, but somebody is gonna win the sixth final wild card. And one of them teams gonna be 9-7 the way it's playing now.
Yeah, but the Bears don't have any of the tiebreakers. The dream's dead.
Seattle is playing really, really well now, and if they get to 9, they have the tiebreaker.
I'm not disputing that. I'm not disputing because their tiebreaker situation sucks right now for them. But my thing is this. If you got a team like the Bears, they're always playing it close to the best. They're either going to be 3 points up or 3 points down at the end of the game. What's the sense of having a field goal kicker who can't kick basically a chip shot now? I mean, you know, it's been in the league for 11 years now, right? I mean, he wasn't even close to making it.
No, it wasn't.
No, that looked like one of my tee shots.
Yeah,
that was just a dead pull.
No, there's no, you know, the Bears were awful yesterday. They were hideous on both sides of the ball and completely unattractive on offense and disoriented on defense. And yet there you were. That's what teams do. That's how you pull out victories when you have one of those days where you just absolutely suck.
You bust a kickoff return
right up on them after they tie the game.
And they dropped that interception at the end too. I mean, there were so many things where either team just if not awful, the consequences the other team loses. It's like you kept wanting to give your opponent. Both teams wanted to hand the game over, and the Bears were finally just more successful.
Yeah, the Bears were. And this right, he's not even close. That wasn't even close, that kick. He said he hurried it. The snap wasn't, you know, it was there. The ball was down in time. It looked okay to me. And he said he hurried.
Why?
I don't have an answer for it. That's what he said. He said he hurried it. I mean, how many times has he done that? You know, the game should have slowed down for him by now, right?
You're 34.
Like,
you're too old to be
jumpy,
worried about the moment. You're at home against the Niners.
And no wind in your way that I saw. There was nothing was going to stop you, right? There was no elements.
The conditions for a December game in Chicago like that.
I just got quick on the last two in the second half, and you know, I let my teammates down. I didn't get the job done today. Obviously, the guys did a great job of getting it down the field, whether it's a 40-yarder early on in the second half or 35-yard at the end of the game. So. Just missed both of them. There's no really excuse for it. Obviously, I just didn't get it done today.
All right. Leo in Naperville, you're on the score.
Okay, then.
Hey, guys. I'm just glad I can get 3 hours of productive time back on my Sundays, maybe 3.5. But I think from a personnel standpoint, it finally came home to roost yesterday. I mean, you got guys, Chris Brzezinski, Christian Jones, Shea McClone, Sanacho, Mariani, I mean, you got 8 or 9 guys who are starting that would be struggling to be backups on a team with normal depth, and especially the linebackers and DBs. It's been a bug of mine all year, but it really reared its head on that long drive, and especially those last two plays that killed you at the end.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you got to have somebody get a hand on Blaine Gabbert. It's Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Vick.
It's not Bob Hayes. Or was it?
Bullets Blaine Gabbert.
There he goes. And then, what, don't you have to cover the fast guy?
Well, that was a blown coverage. Yeah, that was like the Chris Conte play all over again.
Is he busy? Can we bring him back to do it? Because I'm more used to him doing it.
Don't say that.
I'm more used to him doing it. That way I always have somebody to blame. I know he's in the wrong place.
But that's what it was.
Oh.
It was just a little further away from the end zone, but that's supposed to be a cover three, and it's not a cover three.
He's open. Not a cover three. That's correct. I mean, it's like, I don't know how you can kind of forget your defense in between the time you call it and you execute it. Where were you? What are you doing? What do you think's going to happen? I don't know how many times they targeted him, if at all, during the day. I don't remember a lot of balls coming his way, Torsman. I don't remember a lot of it going his way, deep or. And I'll say this for you, though. I'll give them credit. At least they wanted to stretch the field more than I saw on the other side.
It's Bears Monday. Matt Bowen at the top of the hour. Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Olin Krutz.
James Big Cat Williams.
And Hubbard is here.
If you missed us on the Scores postgame show yesterday, you missed out.
Well, now, here we come back this week. Jay checks through this wide receiver screen, and San Fran knows it's coming. So somebody change the check.
Right. San Fran was sitting all over
that. The Scores Mercy Hospital postgame show on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. My pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
Geico. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
Right now, the Home Depot has beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees, starting at just $24.98. So, let's pack up the family, head to the Home Depot, and pick the perfect tree. It'll be just the right size for just the right price, and you'll keep more of your hard-earned holiday greenery in your wallet. Let's do this. However you build cheer, start with beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees, starting at just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Assortment varies by store. See store for details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll take all the cash back you've earned, then match it dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/double. Anniversary double cashback offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I mean, wins are always needed. You play the game to win, you know. In terms of me, relief, I don't work in that world. You know, I tell them all the time, don't worry, work. Worrying doesn't do anything for you. Worrying accomplishes nothing. Working accomplishes what we need. So don't worry, work. You're there every day. They come to work every day. A day like tonight, a night like tonight is why I really enjoy it for them.
I love you, Jim. Whatever you are and however long we're going to have you, nice win. If that win helps keep you around.
I don't think so, but you can. I mean, if you want, man can dream, can't he? I mean, you got to reshuffle the entire deck is what you have to do. I do believe. I don't. My guess is I haven't looked through schedule. I don't think you probably got a lot of wins left on, and that shouldn't have been one either. Man, oh man, you put a giant target right on your head. You were standing 2 feet away and the Bears couldn't hit it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And no wind.
No, nothing. And I'll forgive the 40-yarder we missed. I'll forgive it. Okay, whatever. It happens. Not when the game's on the line. Not in that game where you were so bad at everything. And you know, once in a while in the NFL, you got to win one of those. You got to win one of those where you sucked at everything. Yeah. Offense, defense, whatever it was, you were bad at.
Yeah, you are paid and your family eats because you don't miss that one. That guy gives you a 74-yard kickoff return.
Came out there flying. I thought it was another team.
See, you know what? Because that's what return men look like.
I know.
They don't look like Mark Mariani pussyfooting around all the time. He takes his feet are moving. He's just not covering any ground. He's the least sudden return man. I remember since that the Geron guy. What the hell was that guy's name Geron's punt returner who couldn't run, but he liked it because he could. Was it Earl Johnson or something? The guy that would just stand there and catch it and fall down. And Geron liked him because he was sure handed. Schaumburg, here's Roger on the Score. Roger?
Yes.
You're on the Score.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
How many times does John Fox say, you know, on each interview?
A lot.
Is there a head count yet?
A head count?
Head count. How many times does he do it on each interview?
A lot. Why? And what's the point?
Just because it's annoying as hell.
Well, he is annoying as hell.
Well, that's his press conferences.
Yeah, his press conferences are always annoying. Yeah, that's what he does. He's annoying. He never truly answers a question of any kind.
Anything else, Roger?
Well, we know. He never answered a question.
No, he never does.
Nope.
Okay, what else? What else you got for us, Roger?
That's it. Bye.
Goodbye. It's Leon Bears, Johnson. That
Bears,
was
it's
that was
Bears Bunch. Yeah,
that was the guy, Leon Johnson.
And he didn't even look like a punt returner.
No,
right?
he looked like a linebacker. Yeah. Right? He would catch it, and then he'd sort of lean over and fall down. And people were asking,
but it was sure hand.
Why they just wanted the guy who could catch. And Mark Mariani, he looks like he's excited. He's going to go somewhere. It's like, I got it, and here I go, and I'm off. And somebody tackled me again.
He ain't got it.
Not moving.
No, there's like fast. There's a lot of days when you need to be rescued from yourself, and you had the rescue man right there. There where it was,
and you get out of there before they change the scoreboard. Right. Yeah, you take that win and say, "All right, we suck, but we got a win."
Oh my god!
And then you can't even do that.
Can't even do that.
Here's Dave. He's on WSCR. Happy Bears Monday.
not too happy. But I have an observation. I'd like your thoughts. It appears that after the holder gets the snap, puts the ball down, and turns the laces, rather than putting a finger on the top of the ball, he has a palm on top of the ball. And I think he has too much hand on the ball, and that's what's causing Robbie Gould to miss. And
no, Robbie Gould putting a bad swing on it caused him to miss. And it doesn't have to do with somebody's hand on top of the ball.
No, I think you're wrong. I think you should take a look at the video.
I did take a look at the video.
I have, too.
Take another look. And also, I have another question.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yeah.
How long can you guys last with bad Nielsen ratings before you're fucked?
That's not true either, numbnuts bastard.
Exactly.
It's not true.
It ain't true!
Lake Village, Indiana. Tom, you're on the score.
Uh-oh. This is...
Yeah, this is one of these.
One of the banks.
I love Bears Mondays. Tom?
Hey, what's happening?
It's Bears Monday.
I wanted to say something about Gould. Gould's been pulling for about the last 5 weeks. Every time he lines up on the left hash mark, he pulls it left. He's missed what? 7, 8 this year already?
No, he's missed five this year. He's 11 of 16.
He's 11 of 16? Okay, he missed five.
Yep.
All of them have been off the left catch mark, and all of them have been pulled left.
No, not all of them have been pulled left. Some have been pushed right.
Yeah.
I don't remember any pushed right.
I do.
Okay. No, I'm wrong. Okay. I'm man enough to admit that. But anyway, that's what I had to say. If Fox needs to line him up on the right hash mark, he's going to punch.
This is going great. I think I'm just going to go home.
Matt Bowen joins us next. We'll get his perspective on the Bears' loss. Next, you got the score.
Bears lose to the 49ers. Get a full recap of the loss. Find out what went wrong. Plus, we'll preview their next matchup with Washington on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood. Perhaps most important, though, is the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and save $50. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all.
Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the addiction rehab specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the addiction rehab specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Yeah! Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
It's a serious problem for many men. But in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra.